Oh, I caught that.
It's part of the theme of the day. Welcome back.
Better not be standing around.
Well, I mean, if he's immobile, he's going to stand around. I mean, what do you expect him to do, Hugh? He's got a bad wheel. Welcome back.
Hey, you better do enough.
What's enough?
You can take off and run a couple. You know, you can run a couple plays. I don't expect, like, I'm not thick. I don't expect Jalen to be. Oh, look at that! Y'all took that and ran with it. I didn't mean it.
I'm not slow.
I'm not slow.
I know what you mean.
They got thick
I'm
wood
not,
hard.
I'm not slow,
but Jalen. When I think of it, say fences, and I always try to integrate myself into these moments, thinking about what it would be like or what I think the defensive meeting would be if Jalen is playing. If we're playing against a guy like Jalen Hurts, now if he's out there, he's a threat. Now to a caller's point, yeah, you have to make him. You have to. He has to show me that he can do it, but. How many times does he have to run outside the perimeter if I'm knifing inside as a defensive end to make me stop doing that? Because, see, I think people tend to forget he's not a Peyton Manning back there. He's not a statue. He has enough mobility that I don't know what the severity of his injury is, but I feel like if he's out there, he has enough ability to escape and get to the edge and gain a few yards. That's enough.
So I hope, but I don't know if he's going to have that. I mean, I don't know what it's going to look like
Sunday. I think he will.
They didn't even run the tush push Sunday. And again, they may have been uncertain what the injury was. He may have been in pain. This week, we'll see how this week goes along. Nick Sirianni, you're going to hear his whole interview with Joe and John coming up in a few minutes. He said we'll see. I'm just saying, if they don't have any running ability from him Sunday, I think this is going to be a big challenge.
See, and that's the thing. I think there will be. I think if Jalen's out there, then that's on the table. Because the one thing that you never do as a professional athlete, injuries are not a fact. They're not an excuse when you're out there on the field. So if Jalen's out there, people are thinking about like the offense might be limited to a certain extent, but I don't think it's going to be limited to the point where Jalen can't roll out of the pocket or Jalen can't extend the play or things of that nature. I think that's what when people say that or think that, that's what they're thinking. I think some of those plays where Jalen runs the ball, that's instincts that take over.
Sure.
It might be design, but some of that's instincts.
Oh,
and he does what he feels is right in the moment. I don't think he's gonna be that guy as far as instincts are concerned. It's as far as taking off and running it down the field for 40 yards. But as far as his mobility is concerned and things of that nature, I think he can do that.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
It was Joe Kyle. What's up, man?
Hey, Terrence. What's up, buddy?
Now, I feel like he has to use his arms and his legs. But here's the thing. I was saying yesterday how Jalen Hurts, he's not a gunslinger and all that. So he's going to have to find a way, like you said, they're going to test him. From the beginning of the game, if he's in the RPO and he had to hand the ball up to Saquon, or he got to keep it himself, they're going to test him. They're going to crash down, and they're going to test that knee and see if Jalen Hurts can run. And I feel like the last game, I know Joe, you said that he had 7 sacks, but he couldn't move. I feel like that was the offensive line worst game of the season. On some of them plays, Virch was getting through. He was beast mode on them guys for a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of let down at our offensive line. I know it was snowing. I know they're saying the foot traction, but he was getting through whenever he wanted. And one play that when he got in the end zone on the safety, Cam Jurgens got knocked back. He got young balls pretty much. He got sun. And let me put all the X factors in the game. AJ Brown dropped the touchdown. We had the kicker, made 2 extra points and a field goal. Lane Johnson caught the tush-push touchdown. And I said Cam Jurgens on the safety. Like you said, we got to score. And I feel like 24 points is the ceiling. I feel like our defense can hold it down. But we got to be careful, man, like what we asked for. We've been criticizing Jalen all year. And we're one critical play where if Jalen Hurts gets hurt, we're going to see Tanner McKay or Kenny Pickett in a game.
Well, Terrence, I was afraid we were going to see it Sunday. I mean, when he came down with that knee, I was like, oh, no.
I'm about to see Kenny Two Gloves.
Yeah, it's about to be Kenny Two Gloves time.
I'm so tired of hearing everybody criticizing Jalen. Like, be careful what you ask for. Be careful how much you criticize, because sooner or later you might get your wish.
Well, yeah, also without his legs, Terrence, good phone call as always. Without his legs, like, it's part of who he is. Like, we can't separate Jalen's mobility from the player he is. That's why he's as good as he is. It's not because just his arm. It's also because of his legs. All right, let's hear Nick Sirianni this morning on with John and Joe. Talk about Hurts, the game, Jake Elliott, all of it. Here it was this morning.
About that game and more, let's talk to the Eagles head coach as the Birds continue to march on. Of course, the Eagles in Washington on Sunday. And congratulations goes out to the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nick, congrats on the win. I mean, what was the experience like for you coaching in that game? The crazy weather, the adversity, the intensity, pulling it out. What was it like to coach in a game like that from your perspective?
You know, we treat every game exactly the same. I know that's boring, but we treat every game exactly the same. Now, that doesn't mean that when the snow's on the ground, it doesn't bring you back to childhood memories of how cool it would be to play and coach in those days or in those things, but in those elements. But we went about our business, played the game how we needed to play the game to win. And it's fun. You know, it was a great win, and it's kind of cool to see the guys, you know, celebrating in the snow after they make plays. We all it did is make us hungry to get another one.
Nick, in a fourth quarter scenario like what it became in the final couple minutes, do you have time to be nervous? And what I mean by that is, like, millions of us were living and dying with every play. We don't have to call signals or, you know, substitutions. Like, do you have time? Do you feel nervous in moments like that? Or do you just have to stay so locked in that that perspective doesn't even enter your mind?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think, your nerves come before the game. Once you get in the game, you're in your routine. You're in the things that you do. You go through your process. So your mind is locked in. It can't be locked in on being nervous because you're locked in on what you have to do and what the guys are doing and how you need to win the football game. Now, my brother was talking to me and said, you know, I just walked around the city for about, he wasn't at the game. He was in with his daughter in Columbus, Ohio. He's like, I just walked around the city of Columbus for the last 2 hours pacing because I couldn't watch the game. So I think that's more of a spectator thing, I think, at the end of the day, because, you know, you have to be so locked in and focused on what you have to do to help your team win, playing, coaching, everything. And so you don't have time to do that. And so, you're just locked into the moment at the end of the day.
Nick, we watched Jalen Carter locked in, and he's just good beyond good, like legendary good. How different is it coaching a guy like that, a legendarily good guy?
Yeah, you know, he made some huge plays in that game, and it just in huge moments. He's special. And I think the things that, obviously, he's highly talented. And with his athletic ability, with his size, with his, you know, everything. But what goes unnoticed, I think, sometimes is his football IQ and his football instincts. I think that takes him to another level of, you know, the type of player that he is. He just has great instincts to where the football is, how to get to the quarterback, how to get to the quarterback on a single team, how to get to the quarterback on a double team. You know, how to take the football away. And I think those things are the things that have made him, have a special year. And he just continues to get better. Again, you combine talent with toughness. You combine talent with football instinct. You combine talent with, you know, loving the game of football. And you're going to get a guy that continues to get better, and I think that's what we're seeing with Jalen.
Yeah, you talk about instincts, and then you can talk about study, and what we saw from Jalen was changing the play at the line of scrimmage. You know, our quarterback is studied up and getting in the right play at the right time. Coach, if you had to guess, what percentage of the time does Jalen end up changing stuff up at the line of scrimmage?
You know, quarterback has to do a lot at the line of scrimmage. He has to get the protection call from the offensive line. He's got to change things there. You know, sometimes it's not just changing a play. You know, sometimes it's changing, you know, the direction the line may be going
sure.
in. You know, and so that's pretty standard. And I think that, you know, he does a lot of things well to get us in and out of plays. And I think that's, you know, that's really a tribute to Jalen and how his mind works at the line of scrimmage. And so he's just done a great job of helping us get in and out of right plays to help us, you know. I know, you know, there's run looks that he gets us into a certain look that allows those to go for a big play. It's never just one person in this game that makes big plays happen, right? It takes everybody. It takes the entire team. And that's what's so cool about football. And Jalen's doing a really nice job of getting us in and out of plays.
And I agree. And we saw a lot of him doing the conservative thing in this game, changing the plays, but doing conservative things. And it felt like he was eating it so often against the Rams. Why did it feel like he was eating it instead of throwing it away more often than not?
You know, Jalen's made so many plays, extending plays. And I think that sometimes, you know, you see a sack and you're like, man, the sack, that killed us, that sack, right? And it's never just one thing of why a sack happens, right? There's many things that contribute to a sack. But Jalen knows he can get out of a lot of things, and he has gotten out of a lot of things, meaning he's been able to extend plays so well, you know, and extend plays and throw the ball down the field, extend plays and run the ball down the field. Sometimes those get overlooked. Okay, we took 5 sacks or whatever it was, 7 sacks in the game. But how many times did he extend the play and make a bigger play out of it that if he would have thrown it away, it wasn't there? And so that he has this ability, this uncanny ability to do that. And you never want to take that away from a guy. Now you don't want to take a lot of sacks either. So there's a fine line in that. But he makes way more plays than sacks taken. So again, you live with that a little bit, and like I said, I just can't say enough good things about how well Jalen's playing and taking care of the football and getting us in and out of plays, making big plays in moments that we need it, big runs, big throws. You don't win 16 games in a year and your quarterback not playing efficient, solid football, and I think that's what we're seeing.
Nick Sirianni here with us right now. Nick, more on Jalen. How's the knee? And do you expect him to practice tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, that we obviously play that each day. You know, I know he'll do everything he can do to be at his top strength. I know he's a warrior. I know he will get himself ready to go. And we'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow where he is and where the rest of the guys are when we get there.
Are you preparing game plan wise, confident that he will definitely play, or is there some uncertainty there?
Yeah, you know, you prepare for everything. He came back in the game, played in the game. We're preparing as, you know, with him being the quarterback, just like you go through each week. So, like I said, tomorrow where everybody is, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell, do you get a sense yet on his status?
We'll see.
No, I know.
We'll see tomorrow, and I hate not answering your guys' questions.
I understand,
but I don't want to put, we're there. We're not there yet. You know, we play everything day by day,
sure.
And we're really hopeful, and I know, again, Q's going to do everything he can do to get himself ready to go and be at top speed.
Nick, why does it feel like offensively the tempo offense seems to open things up for us?
Yeah, a couple different reasons for that. I'm not going to get into too much of that, but, we've been successful at our tempo offense for the last couple years. And always been an emphasis for us of, going fast. I think Jalen does a really nice job of, playing fast at the line of scrimmage, getting the call, communicating the call to everybody, and defenses now has to, they have to react, right? They don't have time to huddle up. They don't have time to recognize formations. They don't have time to call out, hey, it's first and 10, or expect this, or expect that. They got to get the call in and get everybody on the same page there, and then react to the play. So it's just been something that I think that we've excelled at as an offense for, the last couple of years. And, Jalen does a really nice job when he's at the line of scrimmage.
So much goes into getting ready for these games. The extra day of practice for the Commanders, how much does that help them this time of year?
You never know, like, how they use that day. Did they use that day for rest? Did they use that extra day? Like, at this point in the year, you know, you're trying to get everybody healthy to get to the game. So it might be an extra day of rest, but I'm not sure they get an extra day of practice. I mean, we'll see how that goes. We'll see, you know, they have to put out a report anytime they practice anyway, so we'll see what they do with that. You know, I think we had an extra day going into L.A. They have an extra day going here into the L.A. game. They have an extra day here. We'll be ready. I know they'll be ready.
Nick, you sticking with Jake Elliott for Sunday? Obviously, a lot of missed kicks lately. You sticking by him?
Yes, for sure. For sure. You know, he's, six for six in the playoffs on field goals and in adverse conditions. I got a lot of faith in Jake, and I know he's clutch when we need him to be clutch.
Does he have confidence issues?
No, I think Jake is pretty solid. I think if to see a guy miss a kick and then come back, I think it shows you the exact opposite, actually. Like, to see a guy miss a kick and then come back under those circumstances and the conditions. Again, we'll never use the conditions as an excuse, but the conditions were the conditions. It's going to make it more difficult for any kicker to kick the ball. And I think it showed, again, like I said, it shows just the opposite. You know, he misses an extra point early in the game and then nails three field goals. So I think it shows just the opposite, that he is able to put the next, you know, embrace the adversity, put it in the past and play the current play. And that's what I love about Jake.
Sure. And facing Jaden Daniels, up and coming young quarterback, what makes Jaden Daniels so good?
Yeah, obviously he's having a phenomenal year. We've seen it watching it from afar. We've seen it in person, and this guy's a really good player. As we all see, I think he does a good job of being able to extend plays. He does a good job of reading plays out and being accurate with throws. It looks like he's a good player. He's a really good player, and we'll have to be ready to, you know, to contain him in this game.
Nick, final thing here. I know you like to keep it very similar week by week. I'm curious if demands on you have increased yet with the team deeper in the playoffs now. I mean, we know Super Bowl week, things are just, you know, wildly different. Have things kicked in yet in a different way, media-wise and otherwise, that create, you know, differences for you?
Yeah, you know, we keep it similar. I think I have one more press conference this week than I normally do. I think that's the rule, is that I got to do one on Thursday. So instead of Wednesday, Friday, I got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we'll keep it at that.
Gotcha. Yep. All right, Nick, good luck on Sunday. Needless to say, you got millions of people behind you and your squad for this game, and the city's really excited and proud of what you guys have accomplished, and the absolute best of luck for the game Sunday versus Washington.
All right, thanks, guys.
There it is. Nick Sirianni on this morning with Joe and John, talking about Jalen, little Jaden Daniels, Jake Elliott. And, Hugh, what I took from that was he's not giving anything away.
Playing
on
close
Jalen
to the vest.
Yep. And even Quinyon, he's not answering the question.
Yeah, because you got to prepare for everybody. This is all hands on deck, man. I would be surprised if Jalen doesn't play or Quinyon. This is it. Like, this is where people need to realize that this is the moment that you've worked so hard for, and you're going to do everything within your power to be prepared for this game and go above and beyond probably what's asked of you. Because let me tell you, it was funny, because I was thinking this morning, I'm like, damn, it's about 20-some years ago where, if I'm not mistaken, it was this week where you get measured for rings. You get measured for Super Bowl rings.
Before you even make it.
Well, it's because it's you want to get all of that stuff out of the way.
Wow, that'll be a weird feeling.
Yeah, but it's a surreal moment. If I'm not mistaken, that's what we did. I remember being measured for rings, because once whatever happens, because the NFC Championship game T-shirts are already printed. They're printed. They're done. Like, they're sitting in a box somewhere with the whomever, each team's name on it. That's a done deal. So now you're starting to, this week, You're making reservations. You're making family plans. You're preparing, regardless to what happens, for what happens after this.
Yep.
So that's why when people are sitting there talking about what we need to do, you need to do what you need to do to win. That's why, for me, Jalen's going to do whatever he has to do in order to get over this hump. And that's why it doesn't matter about people talking about, and no disrespect to the caller, talking about saving Saquon for this, that, and the third.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Say, man, listen.
No, just go to win
this
the game.
This is it.
Go win the game.
This is it. Ronnie Lott cut a finger off to be in one of these games.
And you know what? That guy's got rings.
You know what I'm saying? So anything that anybody's talking about today, being worried, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm worried about this weekend and doing what you have to do, because on paper, we are the better team. We are the most physical team. We are dominant.
To be clear, we're not asking for Jalen to cut his leg off. We're just having the discussion.
Trying to get out there like Lieutenant Dan. Yeah. Lieutenant Dan! No, he ain't trying to do all that.
Lieutenant Dan's a big game player. You can tell.
Big time.
No question. 215-592-9049. Do the Eagles need Jalen Hurts' legs to beat the Commanders? Yes or no? Where do you come down on the idea of if he's immobile, not like he usually is, where he's very mobile and it's a big part of his game, can they still win this game if it's more one-dimensional, just drop-back passing, and just Saquon, no element of Jalen with his legs? Where do you come down? All your phone calls. This plus Ray Dittinger on the passing game now and what the Eagles have to do in order to go all the way and get us to New Orleans in a couple weeks. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop. We got a lot to do on the show, including Ross Tucker at 12:30. Very excited for his thoughts on this game and the AFC game. We really haven't spent much time or given much thought yet on a matchup we know well. The Bills and the Chiefs, of course, we'll see the winner if we get through this week in Super Bowl 59. And then later in the show, a breakdown of some really tough moments with the chant that we all know so well, E-A-G-L-E-S. Yeah, it's not that hard. E-A-G-L-E-S. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Specifically, let's talk about Hatfield bacon. Y'all know how much I love bacon. The other day, I grilled some bacon on my smoker. It was awesome, man. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors and cuts that you could choose from, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon. They got that thick cut hardwood smoked bacon, and then there's that extra thick cut maple brown sugar bacon. That's my favorite right there. I like that thick cut of bacon. So do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your